Penguin Random House Australia Audio proudly presents The Catch, written and narrated by Anna Clark. All rights reserved. We at Penguin Random House Australia acknowledge that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are the traditional custodians and the first storytellers of the lands on which we live and work. We honour Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples' continuous connections to country, waters, skies and communities. We celebrate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander stories, traditions and living cultures, and we pay our respects to elders past and present. For Gab, Axel and Olaf. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are advised that this publication contains names and images of people who have passed away. Author's note. This book was written on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Dirigange people of the Eora Nation, who I would like to acknowledge as the traditional custodians and storytellers of their country. I pay my respects to elders past and present and celebrate all the histories, traditions and living cultures of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples on this land. They are Australia's first fishers, and their stories and practices have shaped Australian fishing history, as well as offering important, generous guidance on sustainability. I use the terms Indigenous and Aboriginal to refer to Australia's first peoples, but not interchangeably. Taking a cue from the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies, IATSIS, I use Aboriginal to describe first peoples across mainland Australia, Torres Strait Islander to describe the unique peoples and cultures of that region, and Indigenous when describing them both, as in Australia's Indigenous peoples. However, it's also important to note that some Aboriginal people prefer to use the term Indigenous to describe themselves, while in many communities the use of more localised references such as Koori, Murray, Noongar or Palawa is preferred, or more specific country or clan names such as Darug, Wurundjeri or Yolngu. Just as there is huge diversity in the culture, country and language of Australia's First Peoples, including fishing practices and stories, there is also diversity in forms of self-identity and expression. Where possible, I've used Indigenous place and country names. There are frequently alternative spellings, such as Gadigal, Gadigal, Gomeroi, Kamilaroi, and spellings and boundaries of Indigenous names and places have changed over time. Furthermore, detailed information about Aboriginal clan boundaries is sometimes missing or contested, especially where the effects of colonisation have been felt most thoroughly, such as across southeastern Australia. In the past, observations of Australia's first...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?